Chapter 1. Follow the Smoke. 1 o'clock in the morning, Hotfoot, all three of us, step in where we had no business. Tombstone estate gals. Caribbean, Irish. No one expects better. We ain't it, but we sure ain't shit. All we need is a little bit of rhythm, so we got in a it, deep into the dance hall crypt. Come now, Asase calls, pushing her way down the stairs, high priestess glow, red Ankara cloth wound round her hair like a towering inferno. Asase is the oldest, 25, a year older than me and Rumor. Rumor is nothing like her red-haired Irish family. My gyal is dance-taught, tall with a rubber-ribbed belly, androgynous, blonde, she dyes her hair obsidian black. Stuffs it underneath a knitted red-gold-green rasta cap. We squeeze past chirpsing men, stand in front of the arch wooden door, suck in the last of the O2. I follow Asase inside. My gyal follows the smoke. Beneath barrel-vaulted arches, dance all darkness, pile-up bodies, ganja clouds. We lean against flesh-eaten limestone walls near two coffin-sized speaker boxes that vibrate us into the underworld. Run-ins. The scene goes the usual way. A ruster pulls Rumor, which is good because that's the only kind of man she'll dance with. They're respectful. They're my brethren, she says. A sweet boy pulls a sassy. Test in. 1, 2, 3. Lights go on for a few seconds. Only one type of man left for me. A tall, light-skinned man, face the colour of wet sand. Stalked green eyes, standing in his silence. Man pulls me with not so much as a, what's up, wanna dance? Nothing. Watcher. There are only three kind of man pulls, usually from behind. Pull 1. Grip above elbow, pull back, bend, ram, hard rubbing. Options, forget it. Pull 2. Hand grip, spin face to face, body, check, ram, rub. Options, none. Best give up your body for one tune, at the very least. Pull 3. Soft boy tap on the shoulder. Options? Nuff. This man's trouble. I can tell by his use of pull 1 and the size of his belt and the way he jukes himself into my center of gravity. His body's not tuned for rhythms. It's flexed for the war zones of history, the battles of the streets. I tip my ass. Inch my pubic bone away from his hard-on. He puts his mouth to my ear, warm breath.
Simmer down.
Flattens his palms against my batty, pulls me back in. Version after B-side instrumental version, he grips me, wordless. We're in a crypt in the thick of duppy dust, lost rivers, streams, and sewers bubbling beneath us. Smoke's taken over, thickening, choking me. And I wonder why I attract these kind of men, who are just like my father. Men who strike fear in people just by the way they stand, skewering the silence with their stares. 4 dances in before I make my soft yell excuse. Mouth, gotta go. Toilet. Man nods. I exhale. 1 floor up, I sit in the toilet cubicle. Smell candles and incense and old wood from the church. Light my spliff. Suck more smoke into my lungs. Feel mama shoot into my veins. I hear her song, her voice, treble, reed and flute. She cuts in on me with sound waves singing, daughter, I and I is tune. Spirit or not, mama's all I've got, the only one I trust. Stay, I whisper, but she's gone. I imagine my ganja smoke snaking around my dance partner, dragging him into the afterworld beneath the crypt. But the man's waiting for me downstairs, Taras. 1 hand clipped on his belt like he's toting a gun.
Inna it, baby,
he says, and pulls me into the dance hall, positions me against the wall, wedges himself into my body. I hold my breath and pray for a rootsy liberation track to put him off his slow, winding moves. But I'm locked in, tune after tune after tune.